So last week we discussed.
It's not mine. I don't know whose it is.
Last week we discussed the Kriya Shema. The next I'm going to speak about is the last parsha of Kriya Shema. So the last parsha of Kriya Shema is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the last part, and there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, how is that different than the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So if you look, we'll start with source number 1 and 2. Source number 1 we saw last week, that's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin, Sif Aleph. Nashim Avadim Maturim Mikriya Shema, because it's mitzvah seishas man groma. And then he goes on, he said last week, Nachul Lamdom Shikabal Mamach Mach Shemayim, they should say Shema, according to Machabe, they should be Machabal in their heart, the idea of Omachul Shemayim. Vikru Lepachos Pasuk Rishon, at the very least, they should say the first Pasuk. So the Machan Avram says, what's the reason why they should say the first Pasuk? So he quotes the Rashi, which was a Rashi, Rishim, and Shem Yitzayin, Kostav Adam, Mishin, Avracha, Kitzara, that he says, Vitzara Chiyim. So I'm not sure that's really not, definitely not relevant to us. But he looks and says, Isa Bekavonos. Before we get into Zechir Shem Mitzrayim, I want to speak about the Brach of Avarava. Now, when we speak about, you know, what we should do, you know, something's a chiyuv, not a chiyuv. So it's important to understand that, you know, people shouldn't just go ahead and the macabres accept upon themselves as chumash just like that. In other words, if you're asking, like, you know, what should I say? Listen, a person can say till every single day. You know, it's not a problem, right? A person can do that. My father did that for a number of years. But they say, you know, a person has to actually ask, why am I doing this? Does this hanhaga make sense? Does hanhaga not make sense? So, I understand why I quote this. So the first question I want to talk about is the bracha of Bocher Moshe Abiyava. I know we all say it, but just to realize how important it is. The bracha of Bocher Moshe Abiyava, the bracha before Kriya Shema, is actually the bracha, it's the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to learn, to teach, to be inspired. However, the Magen Avraham points out, and it's the end of the first line there, that the bracha of Ava Rava, not only is it Birchas Kriyas HaTorah, it's actually very important. Why?
Because
it's a bracha of Birchas HaTorah, a bracha you make before you learn Torah. If you look at the bracha, you'll see it's quite clear. It's actually a very beautiful bracha. But there's something else that's in there that's very important, all right? And that is that you know that we have in the Torah a number of zechiros, sheis zechiros, something you're supposed to remember, something that you're supposed to remember all the time. All right. Now, the truth is, if you look at the very end of the Siddur after Shacharis, with long dani manims, the sheis zechiros are mentioned. Okay. I have to tell you, I mean, maybe sometimes the only person I noticed that the sheis zechiros every day was my father-in-law. All right. I don't know anybody else that said the sheis zechiros. You say it. Okay. So
that was like. From
okay.
All right. And
okay. Well, my father did not get a Bishyak,
that's
for sure. Okay. But the question, most of us don't say it. All right? Most of us. So if you look and you. What? Yeah. If you go and you look, so the. And it wasn't something that just happened in the last generation, all right? You know, it's like, you know, when I was growing up, we said, hardly anyone says it anymore. But this is something which seemed to have been a problem for generations. People didn't say it for obvious reasons, because as soon as davening was over, people had to go to work, right? And davening was not as relaxed, and people actually rushed out. You know, getting to minyan wasn't so simple. But you see, if you look at the very end of the first line, it's the Issa B'Kavanos, Uviksavim, Vaschirus Halalim Mitzase. So in the Kavanas and the Ksavim, this is more the Sifri Kabbalah. So saying these Zechirus Mitzase, Lachain, therefore, when you say Ava Rava, Kishiyomar Uvana Vacharta, when you say Uvana Vacharta Kolamim, Yiskar Matan Torah, he says, you should remember Matan Torah. Remember Matan Torah. Then when you say Bekeirav Tanu, when you say Bekeirav Tanu, then when you say Rokhtenu, you should remember, you know, Maimon Har Sinai. You should remember Maimon Har Sinai. That, you know, what happened to Maimon Har Sinai, and Har Sinai, the inspiration that we had. When you say L'Shimcha Gadol, this is really a stretch. When you say L'Shimcha Gadol, there you should remember the Maisa Malek. Why? Because we're told that until a Malek is destroyed, Hashem's name will not be complete. So Then we say, we talk about Hashem's great name. Remember, there's a problem with Hashem's great name because of Amalek. He says, Lehodos Lecha. When you say Lehodos Lecha, so you remember, we say the words to praise. You remember, Hapelo Nivra, the mouth is only created, Lo Rak Lehodos, to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but Lo Dar Blashan Tefillah Shenhara. Vezel is the Chiris Mai Samiriam. So, it's like this, okay? And then, when you go ahead and you say, Uzachartim as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem, Zehu Shabbos, when you say Zachartim as Hashem, you should say Shabbos, Shashkulach, and Kol Mitzvahs, Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos. He says. When you say, I don't understand what that's all about. But that doesn't apply to us, and I don't do it either. But it's just interesting to see that. Maybe it could be. It could be. I have no idea. I don't know how you can go ahead and cause it to fall when you're sitting on a seat. I'm not sure what's going on. But it's all. But a really more important part is really the things before this to realize every line of every bracha. So really, if Ava Rava is a very important bracha, he says, and then he's the Yalchut Parshu B'Chosai maybe Gamkein Zachar as he says Zachar says Shirik Sata Shem Lekecha Midbar. You have to remember also that we got Hashem angry in Midbar. So Zachor Bepat, remember your mouth. Hashem said, "Nearly kishi yiskor zek kishon ba'ava." When you say that we say the word ba'ava, you should remember that to say lafuge ba'osipam loisa oven Hashem. There were times in history we didn't allow Hashem say ba'ava. So therefore, you come and you remember Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, ba'ava. So really, in this bracha, you know, you think about it. There's so much going on in this bracha. So again, the truth is, you wonder how people can say that bracha so quickly. There's so much going on. But that so when you say this bracha, really you should think about the Shei Zechiris. Okay. So then, coming to source number three, so we spoke about the fact that ladies are pturas from Kriyashma. So in source number three, the Magen Avraham says, Nirali, the Nashim pturas gam virs Kriyashma. So women are pturas from virs Kriyashma also. However, as we saw, the guy that say Avarava, the Yesh Lehem Kamken is Mankavua, because Birchas Kriyashma has his Mankavua. He says, now, so the question is, if that's the case, so why are they Mechuyavos to Davin? See, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamrim Yonah, Bezel Lashonah, second line, V'yapal Fisha Tfila Yesh Lazman Kavua, even though Tfila is Lazman Kavua, Mikol Makom Kevan Sha'amru, since we said, Halavai Shisparal Mechol Kulo, as mentioned in the first year, a person should be davening the whole day, and therefore, really, we don't have time for the davening the whole day. Kimitza She'en Lazman Grama, Dainin Lewe, consider Tfila like a Mitzah She'en Lazman Grama. Inami, or because Shu Rachman Mitzah Tfila, we require Rachman. But that can't Lashonah. However, when it comes to the tefillah of so when it comes to Kriyashma, the Peturos and the Peturos from Birchas Kriyashma also, because it's not really tefillah, it's a bracha of Kriyashma and the Rachman you receive from the Shmoneh Esrei. And then it goes on. V'chein hu b'gemara mashm v'tur brachos elu, and v'gemara it's also mashm that women are b'turos from birchas kriyashma, gami birchas lavana heim turim. They're also potter from the birchas lavana. We'll get to that sometime later. Some talk above. Ach nirali, the Magen Avraham says the mikol makol mechuyavim lo mermes v'yatziv. They have to say Mitzviyatziv. The Zechiras is Yisrael who diaraisa, because Zechiras of Yisrael is diaraisa. Kimashakosu Siman Salachvav, even came, and once you're saying Mitzviyatziv, which talks to Mitzrayim, so therefore, Tzrichon Lismoch, Gul Litfila, they should somech, they should have the Brach of Gal Yisrael next to the Shmoneh Esrei. It is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said you should say Mitzviyatziv. Now, most poskim, the third parsha Krishna is the exit of Mitzrayim, but MSV Yatziv elaborates more. And if you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah in the most fullest way, right? So you should go ahead and you should say the Birchas Krishna. If you go ahead and look, I'm sorry, it's out of order. If you look at source number 9 for a second, Amar Rabba Bar Chinana Saba Mishmei Derav Kol Shelo Amar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris Emes Nuna Arvis. Anyone who's not saying Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, as soon as Arvis Lo Yotzei Chavosi, you're not Yotzei, you're Chov. Shenemar La'Hagav Bokhres Dechlon Zeleila. In other words, it's more of an elaboration. Okay, so we'll come back to that. Now he says now the Okay, I'm skipping source number four. This really is not so relevant to us right now. If we have time, then the show will come back to it. But if you look at source number five, it deals with Birchas Lavana. So the Magen Avraham says, ladies are mechuyavos in Chiras Yis Mitzrayim. So is that really true? So let's look at source number five, six, and seven. So the Aruch HaShulchan starts off by quoting the Magen Avraham. He says the reason why the chayavos. So yesh mi sheomer the nashim chayavos v'zchiras Yis Mitzrayim ulaficha chayavos lomer siyatze v'lismach gul letfila, because the way to mekayim Yis Mitzrayim is not just by kriyishma, the full mitzvah you're mekayim only with emes v'yatze. Says why the chiyav haskaras Yis Mitzrayim hu b'chol yom. Remember Mitzrayim is a whole day, kula v'layla kula. Right? In other words, the mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim in the daytime, and a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim in the nighttime. So it really does not depend on time. Even Cain, ain't as Zman Grama, it's not Zman Grama. The Noshim Chayavos, and women are Chayavos. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. There are those who argue and say, no, they're not Chayavos. Why? Because he says it's not like it's a constant mitzvah in the day and the nighttime. Because there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv shivsrayim. Now, it's not a constant mitzvah. There's a chiyuv to do in the day and a chiyuv at night. So once it's two separate obligations, it becomes, this is a sheshes mangrama. Udiyom enog belayla. And the day mitzvah is enog belayla. Dim shachach lahaske b'yom. If a person forgot to say his mitzvah, remember, it's just in the daytime, ain't omel delayla. The two we say at night does not help. The yom for a day. V'chein delayla enog b'yom. What you do at night doesn't help for the day. So therefore, he says, once you say it's two separate mitzvahs, two separate obligations, that means it becomes a sheshes mangrama. The mitzvah say is chiyuv mitzrayim in the daytime and mitzvah in the nighttime. Now, just explain, just what does that mean? So, the point to remember. I'm sorry. I do speak quickly sometimes. I apologize. Okay. So there are two mitzvahs to remember. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's a constant mitzvah, day and night time. You do it all the time, and therefore does not depend on time, and therefore ladies are mechuyavos in that mitzvah. However, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he mentions that those who say no, it's definitely Zman Grama. Why? Because even though there's an obligation to mention remember Mitzrayim in the daytime and remember at nighttime, right? It's really two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the day and mitzvah of the night. And therefore, once it becomes two separate mitzvahs, one's a day mitzvah, one's a night mitzvah, it becomes a mitzvah that says Zman Grama. Now, let me explain, what does that mean, a day and a nighttime? I don't know, right? What is the purpose of Zechiris Yis Mitzrayim, remember Mitzrayim? What's the purpose? Why do I have to remember that?
Because Matan Torah came right.
Well, it could be. I mean, but it's obviously it shows God's involved in the world, but probably more important.
Because he remembered the promise of
God. Okay, but more important, at least from my perspective, is the Smach says that just like God remembered us in Mitzrayim, remember us today.
In other words,
So peace of the geula, looking forward to redemption, depends on Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was a person come. If you remember that Pesach night at the Seder, we tell the whole story, right? And right before we drink the second kos, how do we end up? Gal Yisrael, which we speak very importantly about what? About the future redemption. So the point of it, if the person comes out and remembers Mitzrayim every single day and thinks, oh my gosh, we're in big trouble, God's never going to help us, right? He missed the point. That's the point of it. So I would say like this, that the reason why there's a night mitzvah and a day mitzvah is very simply because, as you see, the night represents the time,
darkness,
when you see
nothing,
right? And night and daytime, remember, is okay. We see a partial redemption already, okay? We're actually, right now, Baruch Hashem, we're in the daytime part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we see, Baruch Hashem, so much going on. But it's two separate mitzvahs. So once it's two separate mitzvahs, it becomes mitzvah seisha zman grama, and therefore, ladies would not be chayavos. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, okay? Let's see, hold on. He says, this is stuck, we're not there yet. Okay.
He says, mean if you forgot one, you can't do the...
No, what it means is that what I do is, first of all, I guess what it means is, number one, I guess you can't make it up.
You can't make it up.
You can't make it up. It's done. It's over. It's gone. There's nothing you can do.
You lost that.
Yeah. He says like this.
So even though you can make up the Shemoneh Esrei, you can't make up the
Shemoneh. Right, you can't make up the Shemoneh. That's the Gemara. He says like this. He says, and then he goes like this. Okay, and then he gives a raya why that is. He says, it's obvious that women are paturos, because once the Gemara says that women are paturos from Kriya Shema, they're obvious paturos from this mitzvah. Okay, so before we give a bottom line, let's look at the... at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so according to Aruch HaShulchan, they're not chayavos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Source number six. So first he quotes the Magen Avraham, which we don't have to do again. He says, it's interesting, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says if you look at the fourth line, Ken Kasa, number six, Ken Kasa Magen Avraham, the I am prima gadam shekasav, the Laman de Sover, Zechira Sisias Mitzrayim Belaila who rach me the Rabbanan, the one who holds remembering Mitzrayim and not home Rabbanan, Vasmachta Akra, and is based on a Pasuk. Im came a mail of mitzvah seishas mangrama. So a mail of become mitzvah seishas mangrama. Upturis min Torah. He says, if you hold that remembering Mitzrayim at night is drabbanan, not the Uraisa. So therefore, in the daytime it's a Uraisa, and the nighttime it's drabbanan. So it's mitzvah seishas mangrama of turos. And then he mentions the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. The Aruch HaShulchan said that they're paturos because it's two separate mitzvos. I think the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan is that women are not machayavos in the mitzvah, say, of zchirus mitzrayim. He says, if you go look, the Shari Tshuva. So the source number seven, the Shari Tshuva is like this. I am bear hate if mashakasa b'shem magen avram. I'm not sure what that means, but the nashim are chayavos in the emes v'yatziv. Emes v'yatziv is chirus. The emes v'yatziv. Ach b'shagas aryeh. So b'shagas aryeh, we saw said they're not chayavos. How did he come to that conclusion? He asked a very simple question.
So the emes v'yatziv is
part of chirus mitzrayim, because we'll see. Okay. Ach b'shagas aryeh siv yigim al kasav is a lishon yeshut mal ani nashki don. He says he doesn't understand. The Magen Avraham says women are chayavos in emes v'yatziv, and he has a question. There are so many of our ladies shaharbi nashim, they don't require kriya shma brachaseha. Why? He says v'nei shehem paturim, because they're pater v'ein nisar, and they're not careful to say she's mentioned she's mitzrayim. So how can that be if they're chayav to say she's mitzrayim? Avol omer ani da'af yotze amru. About this, we say Hanach Yisrael, loud to Jews, because if they're not Nevi'im, they're B'nai Nevi'im. What does that mean? What it means is like this: a Gemara. What happened is that the B'nai Mesera, they were the Nesi'im, they were in charge, they were headed to Sanhedrin, during the time of the second base of Mikdash, and then they questioned him up because it was the first time in many years that Erev Pesach was falling out on Shabbos, and they weren't sure. Are you allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? Erev Pesach is falling on Shabbos, I'm sorry. Are you allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? So they didn't know what to do. And they asked Hillel, and Hillel brought a raya from a pasuk that yes, you still shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And then they asked Hillel, what about, how do you bring, when you brought a Korban to the base of Mikdash? They didn't give you knives, they weren't like knives, you have to bring your own knife. So how are they bring the knives to the base of Mikdash? Hillel says, Let's find out if the Jews are not prophets, not in the Nevi'im, they're sons of prophets, right? So, and what happened? What happened is they all brought the sheep to the base of Mikdash, and they stuck the knife in the wool of the sheep, and the sheep carried the knife, okay? Now, I'm sure that the sheep felt very good about that, you know, walking around with a knife on, you know, but. Yeah, but that being said, that's the question. So Shabbos already says, He says, if ladies are not saying, if they're not Nevi'im, they're not Nevi'os, they're Bnos Nevi'os. And therefore, let them, he says, and he mentions here, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, there's a mitzvah in the day, a different mitzvah at night, and therefore, as mitzvah say, Shazman Grama. Okay, now.
So basically what he's saying is if women are doing it, they know what they're doing, and just leave them alone?
Yes, basically. But that's what he's basically saying. If the women as a whole are not doing something, believe me, they're probably right. That's what he said. Okay, everyone knows the famous story of my uncle and his wife in the kitchen. Everyone knows the famous story that when my aunt was not well, so my uncle and my cousin or Chaim Soloveitchik went out of the kitchen to clash for Pesach, and in the middle she comes down. She threw him out of the kitchen. She's traping out my kitchen. Get out of the kitchen. All right, everyone knows that. Okay, so whatever, that's what he says. Now, okay, source number 8. I would just mention one thing before I go on, okay? So obviously, the conclusion is that ladies are not chayavos. However, there's an interesting, I think it's Reb Chaim, I'm not sure who says it, Reb Chaim, my grandfather, my uncle, I'm not sure. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, okay, does not mention as a separate mitzvah, he does not list the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Does not list it. Now, anytime the Rambam does not mention something, it's obviously very significant, and it's a cause to go into a whole shir. Why does the Rambam mention it?
So what's the phone? Something where everybody else makes a big
deal. Yeah, sure. So what's the most famous mitzvah? And the problem of writing it down is you can't write it down because it's not in the Rambam. Nothing to write down. What's the most famous mitzvah the Rambam does not write down, a sefer mitzvah everyone talks about? Yishar Yisrael, right. Okay? But he does not write down this mitzvah. And my... Yeah, and my, I'm not sure who it is. Maybe it's Reb Chaim. My uncle mentions it, but I think it's Reb Chaim. And the question is, why not? And there are two answers that are given. One answer that's given is, if you remember from the story of the Haggadah, there's a whole machlokas, we mention Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes, right? I think that the Chacham say...
It's like the bear.
I forgot who says what. Ben Zoman, the Chachamim, I forgot who it was. But anyways, obviously the psak of the Rambam is that we're not going to mention it when Mashiach comes, because the Rambam only mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvos those mitzvos that will apply for all generations. But the fact that the Rambam leaves it out, that must mean we're not going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. That's one answer, which is a difficult answer, because the second answer is that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is really included in Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim. Right? In other words, to remember the yoke of heaven, you have to remember, you have to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and he gets involved in the world. And for that reason, it includes Zechiras Mitzrayim, and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos will not mention a mitzvah that's included in another mitzvah. Right, so that's why the Rambam does not mention that. So therefore, according to the Rambam, I think it's Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, if someone's going to say Shema Yisrael because they want to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, it's very important to go ahead and do what, and also do the last part of Kriya Shema to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, because part of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely gets involved in the world. So therefore, according to the Rambam, a person should go ahead, and a person should, if a person is going to be machpet to makabel malchus shemayim, they should definitely say the last parsha also. And once you say the last parsha, they should say the yatsir. I'm being very tough. So he says like this. If you look at source number 9, comes back to the Gemara. Why is that important? So the Gemara says that in source number 9, Rav Barbachina Saba said the name of Rav. Anyone who does not say Emes V'yatziv Shachris is not Yotze. So the Kesavish says, what do you mean you're not Yotze? I said by Yomer, I'm not Yotze? That's ridiculous. So he says, so what's the answer? He says, if you look at, he says, so what does it mean Yotze? So the Kesavish mentions, first of all, we're Mekayim this bracha. That's obvious. If you didn't say the bracha, you're not Mekayim the bracha, the mitzvah. If you look at the second line, the Kesef Mishnah says like this, V'ani Omer, Source number 10. Sheim kem shitahu shemish lo amra so bracha. The one who has not said a bracha mes viyatsiv lo yatsde chavasa bracha. Of course he's not mekayin the mitzvah of the bracha because he didn't say it. Lekach yesh lomar the cave and the bracha elush anum aminim. Here we go. That what is this bracha for? As I mentioned, that this bracha is that he says we believe kishem she'asu begulas Mitzrayim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the gula from Mitzrayim, ken yaseh begula hatida. HaKadosh Baruch will do in the future redemption. Me'ein kriyishma is like kriyishmahem. He says, and he says, v'im lo amram, and if you don't say it, nehi didei kriyishma yatsa, yatsa kriyishma, didei kriyishma kuroi lo yatsa. If you want to be mekayin the mitzvah properly, so you have to say emes v'yatsa, because emes v'yatsa points out, as I mentioned, which the Smach says, that we mentioned Mitzrayim, and the point is to understand and accept that HaKadosh Baruch will get involved in the world again to bring the future redemption, he says, to do the future redemption. So therefore, as the mitzvah of Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, the best way is to mention it is Mitzrayim, and therefore the mitzvah is also to go ahead and to mention the mitzvah of saying Emes V'yatziv, because that brings home the point that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mitzrayim, He'll redeem us in the future also, and that's what Emes V'yatziv is about. Okay, so that's the cast of Mishnah, and it makes a lot of sense. Yatzidechavaso in other places also means you were not in the kind of mitzvah in the most proper way. Now, so if you go back to source number 8. All right, I'm sorry. So now, so we're talking about saying Birchas Kriya Shema. The question is you know, as far as men are concerned, there's a zman, there's a time. So if you look at source number 8, it says Ukish Mispalalos Birchas Kriya Shema Shema Nesrei. When ladies are davening Birchas Kriya Shema Nesrei, Yesh Lehen Lishmor Al Zman Tefila. They should be careful too.
Do it in the time
before Zman Tefila. She was so far b'shos Kanoshim. Okay. Until chatzos. Is that true? So I don't really know, because I always had to make. I was expected to be up before Sos Zman Kriya Shema. So it didn't make. Do I remember my sister's davening after Sos Zman Kriya Shema? Yeah, I certainly do. No question about it. So I would just say that in today's day and age, it's definitely a shas harchak. And but everyone should try to daven the Birchas Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei before Chatzos.
So you have to wake up your teenage daughter.
Well, again, everyone has to know who their teenage daughter is, and again, as I said, according to most shittas, you don't have to. So I wouldn't necessarily push it. They don't want to get up. All right, it's hard enough to wake up the boys. So, but if someone wants to do it properly, you should definitely the girls under Bob. That's what they should do. Okay, now let's just finish off.
Davening
shachrit.
Let's say
you're running
quite late. How late can women daven shachrit? Like
till chatzos.
Only till chatzos. Not chatzos in 2 minutes.
What?
No, I thought it was a little flexible for us.
There is. I mean, I don't know. Listen. I'll tell you. Definitely is a sheet out there that you can daven shachrit until Zman Mincha. Okay.
Which is half an hour after
Chatzos. Half an hour after Chatzos. There's a sheet out there. So I guess you can rely on that if it happens, all right? If it happened to me, personally, right, I probably would not do it just because I'd be afraid of Brach Levatola, all right? But I would just daven two tefillos Shizban Mincha. I'm saying so. There are people who want to do it. I'm talking about men because emotionally they feel very bad because like they miss Shachris. But I can deal with emotions. I just don't want to do Brach Levatola, so I would do two Shmoneh Esrei.
So you're not a woman.
But whatever. Of course, put on tefillin for sure. No question. All right. But I have to be very honest with you. I don't think it ever happened in my lifetime. I have to tell you. So I think I missed Mont. I missed Mont Fila once in my life. That was for I was involved with the Pikuach Nefesh for somebody, because my father was. I was okay. I don't just say like this. My father was very tough on me. All right. In other words, I don't think I can't remember the time I missed Mont Kriya Shema. Just my father was very tough. I'm not the same with my children. I'm not just because I'm different from my father. My children are different from me. I'm not sure what the reason is. But you have to know who you're dealing with, and that's the most. Well, yeah, I know who you're dealing with. That's the bottom line. Okay, now, so he says like this.
I saw that every Christmas, so I feel like I'm raising my door.
All right. Anyway, that's true. By the way, in certain ways, we definitely all are raising our door. Okay, so you know, as I say, is I have kids that that went to the army. So you know, saying it's a different generation, right? And that's involved certain necessities. As I would say. Some of us already have, or some will all have, whatever, you know, originally we should have peace in Eretz Yisrael, that's all. Anyways, let's get back to this. So, and also we're all living in Eretz Yisrael, which is something very, very special, right? So, yeah, but no question, every generation has its challenges, and every generation has its growth, and we're definitely getting closer to the Gula. Okay, let's go on. Now, I want to start with, I don't have much time, but source number 12. He says, the Rav points out that Birchas Kriya Shema is very different than a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Because a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, you're making a bracha, I'm about to do the mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have Rosh Hashanah do the mitzvah, but the point of Birchas Kriya Shema is to put you in the proper frame of mind for Kriya Shema itself. Kabbalah Malcho Shemayim. Proper frame of mind. He says, if you look at the second line, or let's skip around, Mikol Makom, Ikur Kiyam, it's Kriya Shema, Kiyam Shebelev. The Ikur Kiyam of Kriya Shema is what goes on in the heart. We can say all we want, but if the heart is missing, there's something wrong. The Hainu Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim, the Libo, we have the Makabel, the yoke of heaven in our heart. But Haraya, that's the proof. The proof is because if someone says the first Pasuk of Shema, there's not a right Kavana, he's not Yotzei. When it comes to other mitzvahs that we do, we don't have the right kavana. You're yotzi still. But a person says the first positive about kavana, the Rambam says, you're not making the mitzvah. He says, if you look at the end of the fourth line, I mentioned this last week, Umuchach the ikur kiyam mitzvah kriya shema. The ikur mitzvah kriya shema is havechalos kiyam kavos machas shemayim shechola pasuk rishon. It starts with the first pasuk. Mishum Hachi, and because as we say, the Pasuk Rishon Kavana Makavis, the Nira, and he said like this: the Midr Rabbanu Tiknu, the Rabbanu Nermasake, and Berachas Kriyishma, Kechelek, like a part of the Kiyam Kavalt Malchus Shemayim, the Kriyishma. He says, you go like the Gimel Brachos, the Berachas Kriyishma, the four Brachos of Berachas Kriyishma, Shniskenu Midr Rabbanon, that were enacted Midr Rabbanon in Yonan Shava LeGimel Parshal Kriyishma. So very similar to three parts of Kriya Shema, the bracha Rishon of the Kriya Shema Birchas Yotzeor in Yana Hashem Baruch Hakol. So the first bracha Yotzeor Barichoshech is the Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. Kenegra Parsha Rishona that corresponds to the first parsha, the Yichud Hashem the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Ubracha Shnia. He says the second bracha, Avarabba, the Avarabba, and Yana Talmud Torah, it's Talmud Torah. The Yotzu of Berachas Torah, and Yotzu Berachas Torah. And this corresponds to the second parsha of Kriya Shema, which talks about Talmud Torah, the Siv, Alvatim Osam, Esmenechem, and Avarabam. We'll have to speak about that, but because Talmud Torah, you can't do mitzvahs without learning about the mitzvahs. And by the way, according to the Beis Halevi, ladies are mechuyeves in Talmud Torah in order to know what to do. So therefore, the second bracha, which talks about Talmud Torah, corresponds to the second parsha because you can't do mitzvahs without learning Torah. That's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Va'bracha shlishis gal Yisrael keneged har parsha shishis shal Shema, that corresponds to the third parsha of Kriya Shema. This chirus mitzrayim gulas Yisrael. He says, and therefore he says, v'nira the rabbanan tiknu birchas kriyishma, the rabbanan masachim birchas kriyishma, ki kiyam echad, like one kiyam, the kriyishma birchasecha. The kriyishma o birchasecha mahava chalos kiyam echad, kavalos malchus shemayim. Because kriyishma, all the kriyishma, all the brachas together, enable you to mekavo malchus shemayim in the most perfect way, give you the right sense, the right frame of mind, and to let you know what you should be thinking about. And therefore, he says, "Mishum hachi machbil ina brachas apar shema." For that reason, the all the brachas correspond to Shema, as the Rambam said. That what are the birchas kriya shema yichra Hashem vavaso, accepting the fact that God is one and loving Him, the Talmud Torah, Shem Yisrael, is a key of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, all the brachas are there. So really, if someone wants to mekav omach shemayim, like Rama suggests, so to do it in the most perfect sense, is you have to go ahead and you have to say, you should say Birchat Krishma also. As I said, not mechuyavos, but there's a good reason to do it. All right. The last thing, it's going to take me too long to do it. It deals with smichas gula tefila. I will, mitzvah Hashem, I'll start the next year with that. Next week I have a course. I'm not going to be here, so the next time, next year will be mitzvah Hashem in 2 weeks. All right. I'll send. I think if the changes, I'll send that. It could change. The changes, I'll send that a reminder. I'll send a notification. I'll send a reminder this week. Everyone should have a wonderful week.